Hey, we're here. We made it.
We're back at it again. Getting ready for the holiday seasons again. No, I just made that up.
That was beautiful. I was just going to let you go. Hey, if you just want to sit there and you just want to serenade our listeners for the next 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Have at it.
That's today's episode. It's going to be just me sitting around making burnt noises. 45 minutes.
Well, isn't that normally what you do anyway?
That's low.
Low blow.
That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry. Oh, my.
That's my cry.
Hey, we're back in the old Dagum Dad studio.
Yep, we're back in the den here, getting ready to do some episodes.
Hiatus for a little bit. Had some interviews. And
yeah, we did a little travel tour. Dagum Dad's tour of the road.
Hey, I'm going to say it right now.
What?
Anybody that wants to come on here, let us know.
Well, not anybody. We gotta check you first.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Been reaching out to some people. I haven't heard back from them, but hopefully we'll hear back and get them on here.
I did get a DM from a guy. His name was Cookie.
Damn it! How did he get access? I told him,
listen, we're not interviewing you, Cook. Okay. You already show up enough uninvited. I'm not.
Always sneaking through the windows.
Can you imagine like an hour episode with that guy?
Actually, I would probably enjoy it.
Maybe we could line that up sometime.
He's
laying low. It's a little chilly out. He's starting a fire earlier, so he's not going to be popping in today, which will be good.
Good.
Should be safe out there.
Well, you know, like I said, we're back in the old Dagum Dad studio.
Mm-hmm.
We got some windows right here, and we've already had a motorcycle.
Yeah, I think he's done, though. It's dark out there.
He might be done.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's pretty windy outside, so hopefully no one can hear the wind because this microphone picks up everything.
Everything's sounding good. So I think before we get too crazy, we got to give some shouts.
Holla!
You know how we do. First and foremost, let's give it up. Treasure Valley Eco Wash, one Gene Luzzi. We appreciate you.
Gene. You're my boy, Gene.
You're my boy. Just like moon in the wind.
Oh, here we go. He's singing again.
I remember what that song is that he sings in old school. Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind or something like that,
Yeah. It's good stuff. But yeah, check them out. Instagram, Facebook, Treasure Valley Eco Wash. He's still out there grinding. It's cold. I don't know. He's still making it happen. That's what you do.
Got to clean those. Rain, snow, sun.
Sleet,
hail.
He's like the U.S. Postal Service.
He is out there.
Making it happen.
He's getting your, getting all squeaky clean.
I like it. So, who else is out there in the cold just grinding?
You know who else is?
Randall C. Kenigy Esquire.
He is out there working his fingers to the bone.
Yep. With Bison Fence.
Mm-hmm. Give him a call, man.
Yeah, he's got some good picks online. Take a look.
Heck of a job.
Yeah. And if you got a fence that needs done, he'll come and do it.
You need a gate fixed, he's your man.
That might be the slogan. You need something done, he'll do it.
There you go. You need it done, consider it done.
Cookie could do the voice for Bison Fence.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I tell you, you're going to call Bison Fence. I kill a lot of bison in my day, but that one I ain't going to kill.
I'll tell you what, man, I've seen some bison, but I ain't never seen a fence that good. Most of the fence I put up, they just get knocked over by the wind out there. Boy, he can do it.
Oh,
so there you go, Randall.
There you go.
There's your guy. There's your plug. Yep. All right, last but not least, we got American Batsmith.
Yes, sir. Those guys. Oh, wearing their shirt
He's
today.
Got the shirt on today,
man.
Got
the hat.
What?
Whoa.
Dude, this guy is like a walking.
You know what? I need to get a hold of him and say, I need some pants.
Yeah, he's a walking advertisement
I need some sweatpants.
Yeah. Do they have sweats? Are they joggers? Are they sweats or what?
No, they have they have some hoodies. And,
really?
Actually, funny, I saw my uncle today that's the father of the cousins, and
yeah, that makes sense.
He was wearing a Batsmith shirt too.
Oh man!
Along with me.
Look at you guys.
Should have taken a picture and said, "Hey, post it."
You guys are just a walking plug for that company.
You know.
Hey, you want to hit dingers?
You hit dingers. You definitely will.
You want to dinger?
Check them out, AmericanBatsmith.com. Hit them up on the old Insta.
Yep.
They're pretty active on there. Facebook, I don't know if they're really too active, but I know that they're pretty active on
there. Hey, you hit them up, they'll probably see it and make something happen. They also got a website, too, though.
Yeah, so. Go to their website, AmericanBatsmith.com. They got merchandise, and they got clothes.
Hey, and most of all, stuff. They got bats.
They got bats. Hey, I checked, and they do not have tank tops, so I need to get a hold of my cousin. Ooh. Say, get my boy a tank top.
Hey, give me a tank top, man. I'll rep that. I'll rep it at the gym.
Sun's out, guns out.
Hey, I'm always ready. Just pipes.
Sun's out, guns out with American Batsmith.
There it is.
I like it.
And that's that. All right.
All right. Hey, we got a good show for you today.
Yep.
Got a dang good show.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, like we do around this time of year, we're going to just talk some Christmas stuff.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been hearing Christmas music playing for the last month and a half. You know, yeah. I think the minute Halloween ends, right?
Yes, but I tell you what.
November 1st at 12:01 a.m.
I fought Allie tooth and nail. She kept trying to play it before Thanksgiving.
Dude, there's got to be a buffer. I've been saying it.
Nope, I say one holiday at a time.
Right. But there's no music for Thanksgiving, though.
But the day after Thanksgiving, you can listen to as much as you want.
What would the songs be for Thanksgiving, you know?
Well, Adam Sandler did. Well, no, that was a Hanukkah one. No, he did do a Thanksgiving one.
Well, yeah.
Turkey for you and a turkey for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But okay. That's
all we got. There's no songs
for Thanksgiving. Hey, well, then let's make some songs. We'll write them. We'll have other people sing them.
It's turkey time. Got that stuffing in mashed potatoes. Green bean casserole. Yeah. That's all I can think of.
I love it. One number one hit right now. Let's do it.
Rolls and rolls and more rolls with pies that pile up to the sky.
Yeah.
Turkey day.
Hey, what do you say?
No, see, now it sounds
like... We go hang out on Turkey Day.
Oh! No.
Ah, okay. That's all I got.
So we got the Christmas songs. They're blasting November 1. People got the Christmas decor up, you know,
immediately. And we set up our tree last night.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, because we get real trees, and so if you get them too early, they die.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I think people, they pretty much, here's what I figured out. If you go all out for Halloween, you're going all out for Christmas, too. So they got, like, a garage dedicated, all the boxes labeled, I'm sure. They're just putting down, you know, they're putting up the Halloween stuff and right into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just out there. You got the inflatable, you know, Santa's out there mm-hmm. and whatever else, the lights. Man, it gets crazy.
We got our little Santa out here, inflatable Santa.
Yeah, I saw him.
He the wind's kind of blowing him down. And then we actually have a manger set, but the wind keeps blowing the stable down. So
people really like those inflatable figures.
Yeah.
I've been seeing them everywhere.
I'm all about it. Hey, there is one.
It seems easier to deal with.
There is one that I really want to get, but Valerie won't let me. Huh. It is Santa Claus. Uh-huh. And he's poking his head out of I just forgot what he was poking his head out
of. A window?
No, he's poking his head out of an outhouse.
Oh, I like it.
I'm like, babe, we got to get it.
She's
like,
do you have an outhouse?
It's not classy.
Classy?
No, it's like, it's a full thing. He's like sitting
in
the outhouse and he's opening the door, poking his head out. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
My type of humor. And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? We're going to put it right behind the stable.
Yeah. Just freak
right behind
when they go baby driving Jesus. By. Oh, there you go. Got creeping Santa in his porta crapper staring at the Lord and Savior out there in the major. I'm sure nobody will have any issue with
it. You know? No, not at all.
I'm fine with it.
I'm cool with it. She's rolling. Not, though.
Hey.
Maybe one day I'll just show
it.
Up.
She won't like, even notice.
One of my listeners gave it to me.
Hey, they said, you got to get this porta crapper Santa out here. And you're like, fine, I'll do it.
Well, at the old house, because we had the upstairs and the window, we were going to put the leg lamp in it.
That's right. Yeah, you talked about that,
but
the leg lamp.
Now we don't
That's have... less classy than a outhouse Santa, if you ask me.
And so now we don't have a big window yet. We have plans in the next 3 to 4 years to to add on, but
just for the leg.
Just for the leg.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's a lot of work for a leg, there, guy.
but it needs to be done. It's your major award.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fragile. Must be Italian.
Kids' legs. Yeah. So we have three reindeer out there.
Oh, yes. I remember last year you fought them because they wouldn't light up, or one wouldn't light up. Last year, I remember you had to fight one of them.
Oh, well, I'm fighting it now, too, because it was, and then now it's not, and I tried fixing it today. Yeah. It's not happening.
I remember that happened last year, too.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
And you know how many times I've set up that stinking manger?
Man, it sucks, because those are not very cheap, these little reindeer family. It's a dad and a mom and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what they're identified as on the box, okay, people? So just before we get crazy on the genders.
Check your woke stuff and get
it's
out of
a dad, a mom, and a baby, a deer, mm-hmm. probably a female, judging by the lack of horns or antlers, if you will, on it.
Well, I think...
Which, that's the one that's not lit up right now.
Oh, the little one.
Yeah.
No Christmas spirit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I brought her in the garage, and I'm trying to work on it. I'm not an electrical engineer.
Did you give it the old 1-2 elbow?
Yeah! No, it'll break it. I went through the lights, tried to replace some.
I was getting at.
Yeah, I know. I might. Nah, we'll figure it out. We got to get her out there. That's our only decorations. Two or three of them are working.
I mean, through that shoddy fence out there, strung some lights around there and tried to put them in the tree, and the wind blew them all down.
Man, this wind, yeah.
Well, because I don't have any houses in the front or back, right. And it just blows.
Comes and just says, get out of here. Yeah. Yeah, so we got this family that moved into the neighborhood this year, right on the corner, big house, and they went all out for Halloween. Of course, they went all out for Christmas, and it's like every week there's more stuff out there. I don't know what they're doing. They're continuing.
The neighborhood Griswolds, huh?
They're going all out. And have at it, you know. If that's where your free time's going, it's not where mine's going, okay? You got my reindeer, and that's it.
That only work when it wants to.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe next year I'll... Nah, I probably won't.
No,
nah.
You won't.
I'm just not into it.
You a Grinch?
No.
Or a Scrooge?
I love Christmas. I just don't... I don't love listening to the music for... 3 months. I'm not into putting
up. Probably don't listen to the music because it's not hard enough for you. Now, if they had some,
there is heavy Christmas some, music.
Of course, there is. There's a heavy Happy Birthday.
Hey.
There's got to be some heavy
Christmas August Burns music. Red does a phenomenal. They have a Christmas album actually, and every year they come out with more. They're like instrumentals though, so you would even probably give it a listen. And they're really into the Christmas spirit.
I doubt it.
They love it. It's good stuff. Yeah. It's really good stuff.
I'll stick to my old George Strait.
Dude, don't be a hater, okay? All right?
I'll stick to my Michael Bublé, man.
Woo! No, it's good stuff. You know what? Actually, I'm going to play a Christmas song. This one's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You can't really... Let's see what it sounds like. Okay. Yeah. Now we're talking. Look at that, that's a Santa. Now that's Christmas.
Are they gonna sing or is it
no? It's no singing. It's just instrument.
Ah,
yeah.
You should throw some lyrics in there.
Why?
You should yourself.
This is what it sounds like when it picks up.
Too much, man. I mean, I will get, okay, it is cool, but it's not something that I would, like, listen to all the time.
I just had to do that.
I will give it to you. That was not bad.
They got a lot of songs, though. They got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Actually sing that one.
Oh, hey.
But they got, they got a lot of stuff. Anyway, that's where my Christmas music goes, mm-hmm. You know. That's where I like to grind.
I like
it. Get some of it. I just, you know, you only can hear. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I can only hear that so many times, though. You know?
Bing Crosby at your mouth.
Feels like the world.
Hey, maybe we get Scott Staff to maybe.
Oh my God! A Creed Christmas. Maybe. Have a very Creed Christmas. Jingle bells,
jingle bells,
Frosty the Snowman.
No. Okay. So I.
Yeah.
I have my own little playlist that I make, and because. Like you said, when you listen to the radio, they play the same 10 songs over and over
again. They do, yeah. Well, that's the thing. There's only so many Christmas songs, and everybody's remade them. So yeah. It might be the same 10 songs, but you'll hear it like 3,000 different ways.
Yeah, so my playlist, I mean, it's...
What are you busting out with the Stokes family in the back, you know?
Man, you know? You ever seen Pitch Perfect 3?
No, I haven't. The wife has, though.
All right. Well, this is... This is how we get down with some of them. Let's see if I can find it.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Hold on.
Give it to me. What is that? Is that Snoop? That's dude, Snoop. I just heard this song recently too. I heard this. We were at Juliana's dance recital.
Yeah.
Saturday, and they were performing. Well, somebody would not them.
Oh,
but,
to that.
Yeah, some kids were.
And normally, yeah. I'm not a big fan of the old Biebs, old Justin Bieber, but he did one with Busta Rhymes called Drummer Boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I tell you what.
Okay.
But when it gets to Busta's part. It's pretty good. Let's see if I can find it.
Me and my drum.
It's about to be.
Dude, everybody loves the Biebs. Oh, here we go.
Busta.
Uh oh. He's gonna do the.
Oh, you wait. Here we go.
Okay.
Look at that flow!
I mean, I love Busta, but...
That's a coup.
What is that?
Dude, it's on Busta!
It's a Busta Grimes Christmas. Busta Grimes Christmas.
Oh, man. That flow.
Okay.
It is,
and
you
hit them all up too. Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. You can't leave money out, and that's what the holidays are all about. Everybody got to celebrate their own way. I love that.
Yeah, I got some Pentatonics in there.
I thought you were gonna say Pantera. I was like, they got a Christmas song?
No, I got some old Aaron Neville in there.
When Merry Christmas, there.
Let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow, and snow and snow. Anyway, yeah. So, oh God. What is this? Oh, is that Aaron Neville? Dude, you are very much in the Christmas spirit.
I want me some old.
I respect it. Yeah. See, listen, I do not want to come off as somebody who doesn't love Christmas, because I do. I just, it's a bit much, you know, sometimes.
See,
and for
not,
as long as it goes,
mine's
too.
Not your typical stuff you hear on the radio all the time. So.
No, it's not.
To have a Christmas.
You got a great voice.
No. Back in the day, you used to do the, touch the feel of cut.
What's that? What song is that?
It's the, I think the Fruit of Loom back in the day.
Fruit of a Loom? The underwear?
It was either Fruit of Loom or Hanes. The touch, the feel of cotton. The fabric of our lives.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, dude, this was back in like the 90s, man. He was,
Yeah.
Your neighbor. Love me some Aaron Neville.
I remember he sang the national anthem one time. I think it was like a baseball game or something. So, I mean, he killed, but, you know, it's like, awesome. Pearl, say, can you say, he said, I don't know what it is, you know? He's got kind of a voice like you're changing stations. Hey, there's going to be traffic on I-84. Expect snow on Tuesday.
Christmas. Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah.
Good old Aaron Neville.
You good.
Man.
Yeah.
Big fan here.
Yeah. So, okay, we got this. what do you guys got anything special planned this year?
You know, there's things that we do every year.
Right.
And we've got a majority of them all marked off the list. Went to Indian Creek, saw the all the Christmas
lights. Yeah, the lights out there. They got a nice setup out there, old Sea Town.
It's well over a million, I know that. Over a million lights there.
Wow. That's a lot.
See, and then they got that dragon.
Yeah, the dragon, the that is really cool.
That was it. So
you can see it coming too.
Oh yeah, well, because his eyes will turn red.
Yeah.
And then it's like a few seconds later.
I feel like Game of Thrones, just be like, Dakaris. That's all you gotta say. That's what Khaleesi says.
Nice, I like it. And it was funny because we were sitting there, or Valor and I were standing back, and the kids went down by the water, down next to it. And I knew it was gonna happen.
They burned their hair.
No, it was gonna scare them.
Oh.
Or at least Molly.
Molly Rue.
So I told Val, hey, film this. She got a good one. It went off, and she just started like crab walking backwards, like whoa!
Oh, little kitties. Well, it's fun to catch the kids slipping a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, we went, got a Christmas tree, put that up.
Where'd you go get your tree at?
Well, normally we go to Sand Hollow Nursery in Middleton.
Oh, cool.
But I guess there were fires and they couldn't get trees this year. Sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of fires, yeah.
Yeah, so we had to go down to that lot, just down in the old Kmart parking lot.
Oh.
And that's where we got it.
Right there in Nampa, across from the Edwards, by the Sherry's.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we went there Saturday, got it, and then put it up yesterday. So.
Yeah, that's the thing with those, the real trees, you know, you can only have them a couple weeks, you know, if you want to get... Hey, make some more noise with that chair, will you?
Hey, you know,
I don't think the mic's not picking it up enough.
No, not at all. Where'd the cat come from?
Oh, see, I just...
God, you're burping again.
I know. I barely hit my foot against something, and it sounded like it was an earthquake.
Yeah, last year, and I told her not to, but I didn't want to, but she did. Valerie, like, at the beginning of the month, she's like, let's go get a tree. And I'm like, it's going to be dead by the time Christmas comes.
Dude, they do, man. You can water them as much as you want.
Sure enough, Christmas came. That thing was
and I love it when, brown. Yeah, and I love when they're dead, too, because, like, all the needles are falling off it. That is a mess.
So I was like, nope, we're not getting it until at least 2 weeks before.
Yeah,
so,
I like it. That was a good call.
Because that's normally when we get it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah,
they jacked the prices up on you, too, getting them later.
And
like, yeah, this one's going to be 80.
Well, not just that, because there's a shortage, and so, of course, everything goes up. I mean, normally we spend $35 on a tree at the Sand Hollow.
Yeah,
no, it came to $55.
That's still not terrible.
I mean, it's not bad, but we always go for the cheapest tree, because I'm not going to spend $100 on a real tree that's going to die in 2 weeks, so...
Yeah.
Cheapest tree you got. Send it over here.
Yeah. Just like a twig with a couple of...
Got the old Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
There you go.
Yep. No. Yeah. No,
the kids love that.
No, we always make sure that it's plump, like me.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you got a tree looks like me? He's like, I got
Joseph. Hey, I got it. Say no more, fam.
This follow one's called me. The Adam Stokes. Right? Short and stout.
Short and stout. Short and stout. Hey, look at that. The top of it doesn't even have it.
It doesn't even have it. It's all squared off. It just looks like a square. There's no top. It's just a square tree.
No, the top doesn't have any needles. Hey, that's why we call it you, huh?
Where do we put the angel? Nowhere. On the ground, I guess. She can stare up at the tree this year.
Hang it off the, well, hang it off the roof.
Hey, there's a small person on your roof up there. That's the angel.
That's the angel just looking down
at us. Just staring at us.
All the time.
Oh, I don't like it. I'm like, yeah, he's staring at me.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that stare at you, you guys do the Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your elf's name?
Emma. I don't even know how it came out. I think
because I think it comes as Emma.
No. It didn't come as Emma.
My mom named her Elf on the Shelf Emma.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think it did come as Emma. I don't know. I thought because we got it when Allie was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I thought I
think they had that name.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that year they were all Emmas.
I don't know, man. You know what ours is? Allie.
I don't believe you.
I swear.
You're making stuff up.
No, it really
you're
is.
Making stuff up.
No, it's Allie.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
She moves around the house every night, and there's nothing weird about that, apparently.
No, not at all.
It is creepy how kids...
Well, hey,
you
got to
love that imagination.
Well, the kids, they wake up, and that's the first thing they do is go searching for her, so...
Yeah, no, and it's really cool. You know, I try to keep it together, because she was in the bathroom one time this year, though. I just go in there, and she's just staring at me. I'm like... Well, enjoy the show.
Put your hand up, block your face.
Well, no, she was, like, right here on top of the toilet. There's, like, a little toilet paper holder, and she's sitting on it. I'm like, all right,
well there you go.
This is the toilet that I utilize for my private time. Allie. So, you made your choice here.
You chose to come in here.
This is going to be worse for you than it is for me.
No, the kids love it. Because... She alternates through their stockings.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And so the kids have, she's in my sock.
You can have a lot of fun with those.
So, are there some that they'll make messes and stuff, and we're like, yeah, ours isn't going to make messes.
I've seen some that are like really more adult humor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, there's some good ones. Like a chopped up line of powder or something. Mm-hmm. You're like, Allie's been partying.
I've seen the one where she's bent over and there's a... Or she's squatting, and then there's a little Hershey kiss.
Oh, I've not seen that.
You haven't seen that one? There's like a whole row of Hershey kisses.
Gross.
And then she's like sitting there squatted over and just kind of sighing like, this is where Hershey kisses come from.
Oh, or no. Or something like that. That ruined that for me. Thanks. Not even those.
I didn't do it. I just saw it online. But, we got the old, Emma. You got Allie, apparently.
Yep. Yeah, Allie. Yeah.
Yep, and then let's see, what else do we do? We have certain movies that we watch every year.
Yeah, what's the go-to in the Stokes house?
Probably like the 100% go-to is to tie between Home Alone and Elf.
Yeah, Home Alone's in there.
Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
We don't do 3 and 4 because they're
stupid. Those are terrible. Yeah.
They did watch that new one that came out this year.
No.
I want no part of it.
I watched the trailer. I couldn't even get through the trailer. Yeah, it was like a British Home Alone.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Not that there's an issue with that, but it's just, like, it's already been done. Like, the movie's over. Stop making them.
Yeah. So
come on, Disney Plus. Yeah. Get it together.
I'm like, whatever.
Who saw that script and was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I love it.
Let's do it. Allie, or Molly, big fan of The Grinch. Huge fan.
Yeah.
But no one else, I mean, I like it, but no one else likes the Jim Carrey version. Like.
Oh, yeah, we watched that one.
Yeah, no one else likes it except for me and Molly.
Oh.
But we'll watch the new, the animated one.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, that one.
Is that good?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
It's got Kenan Thompson in it.
Hey, neighbor! Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, have you seen the videos that are viral of people showing up dressed as the Grinch?
Oh, yeah.
There's one of the dad comes in the house and steals the kids' presents, and they're crying. Like, he's in character, and he comes in and just takes all their stuff and is, like, yelling at them and leaves out the front door. But the mom's laughing, so I think they kind of start to figure it out. But they're terrified for, 20-30 seconds.
Yeah.
He's just... in there, I get it. And he's like taking their stuff. And they're like 4 or 5. Yeah, they're little.
Dude, if I came dressed in, well, one, I can't because, well, I'd give it away. But if I came in, Molly would be like, this is freaking awesome.
My dad. She knows right away.
Daddy!
It's you! No, it's the Grinch.
No. Let's see. What else? Oh, took them to Cabela's, and they saw Santa.
Santa.
Cabela's.
Mm-hmm.
Did that Friday night.
Yeah. Been out to the Village or anything out there?
Nah, we don't really go over there.
Yeah, they got a decent setup. But, you mean, you got the lights here in Caldwell.
Yeah, so. I mean, last year we went to the ones over at Scentsy.
Yeah.
To be honest.
We just went out there a couple weeks ago. Thanksgiving night, actually, yeah. Is when we went and walked it and tunnel and did your, you know, social media picture. Hey, we're in the tunnel. Everybody else is, too. You know, nice setup.
Drives me nuts.
It's definitely, it's funny about that Scentsy building, because they do a lot of stuff that is just like, hey, we're pretty successful. Mm-hmm. We do really well here, so we're going to throw all these lights up, and then we'll shoot fireworks off every year, too. Not for 4th of July, either, just because we can,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to. So, yeah. Take that competition.
Well, didn't they build, like, a big, like, concert stage over there, too?
There's, like, there is a little area with some steps and,
yeah,
like an amphitheater.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's not huge, but I mean, it's just out there for whatever reason. I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Never seen a concert.
No, I don't think they even. I think probably just put it there for looks. I don't know if they actually use it.
Well, I heard that when they bought it, because I had some friends that were working there at the time when they built it all,
mm-hmm.
that they were supposed to get like concerts in, but just for the employees though.
Oh, maybe. I mean, they have music out there when they're doing that firework deal.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have bands out there playing.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely a show of force, if you will, to the competition of Scentsy or whoever else is just around. We're bringing it.
Yeah. Well, a funny story about Scentsy is he had a patent on everything.
Yeah.
And he used to take people through tours around there.
Huh.
And so he...
I think they still do. I don't know if they're doing it really much right now, but...
Yeah, well, I know that you used to be able to take a tour through it, and he used to take you through, like, everything.
Yeah.
Well, he took some people through, and one of the guys, like, moved to Utah or something like that, and started his own, and, like, got it into Walmart and stuff.
What's that called?
I don't know. I don't remember what it's Scentsy. Called. It's not Scentsy, but he started it. Well,
it's called Zenty with a Z.
Yeah. Like Home Sense or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Geez.
But basically what it came down to was the guy was like, okay, Orville. He was the...
Orville?
Orville is the owner of Scentsy.
Orville? That's mm-hmm. his name, huh?
Heidi
Orville
and Orville.
Orville Redenbacher?
Orville Thompson, I think.
Just crushing in the popcorn world. Had to move on to.
He's like,
Home
popcorn.
Sense. He's all popcorn's done. Let's get some smells going on.
Yeah. So he basically got a hold of the guy and was like, all right, well, I have a patent on all this. So I can take you to court and sue you, get you shut down. Or I can pretty much just take over the business and you can run it.
Mm.
And so that's what he did. So all the stuff you see him. Walmart and stuff. Still the same owner as Scentsy. It's just the other guy's running it. But he gets all the royalties.
Nice. Good for him. Hey, you know what? You create some, don't let somebody come take it. Okay? Nope. That's the American way.
Yep.
You don't take my stuff. Mm-mm. We built this country on taking things from other people.
You're
not taking this from me.
Cookie's probably got a bunch of stories.
Oh, man. He's seen it.
He's saying it all.
Yeah, yes. I told him don't you dare show up for this one.
You just stay over there by your campfire.
Yeah. So, we're actually heading up to do a little family cabin trip this upcoming weekend, yeah.
Yeah, is that what you're doing for Christmas?
No, the weekend before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Christmas, we always do like Christmas Eve, we'll spend with the wife's fam, and we host it, and then Christmas Day we do with... my family.
Okay.
At like my parents' house.
Were you able to make it to Colt's sweater party? Ugly sweater party?
Yeah, funny story. No.
Oh, okay.
I got sick.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Lovely.
We went out the night before.
I knew this is where it was going.
And it wasn't supposed to be that way.
Come on, it's but, you. You get rowdy.
No, not like that.
You get rowdy.
Not like that. It was not good, buddy. So we missed the party. Yeah, I felt really bad. We got sick, but or I got sick.
Yeah, yeah. Valerie's family was in town, so we weren't able to go.
Yeah.
But it sucks because we love ugly.
I know.
Christmas sweater parties, but
I know. And there's another one a buddy of mine's hosting this upcoming weekend. We're gonna be gone for. And so yeah, I was telling my family, listen, you know, we're gonna do it this year. We're gonna have a blast, but it's not gonna be a regular thing because. Yeah. You know, between pulling the kid out of school early, which she wants to be there for the party and everything, she's gonna miss it. And then between that, it costs a ton of money to do this, and right at Christmas time, so that sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're just missing other things, you know. Like there's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe you want to go do that too. Yeah. So it's hard to just take 3-4 days off around Christmas time to be gone and spend. I mean, yeah, it's not cheap to get that stuff.
So. Yeah, we're just chilling around here, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe we should get together.
No, I don't want to hang out with you.
I don't hang out with you.
I see enough.
Once every 2 weeks.
That's plenty of time.
That's plenty of time. I love you too, Steve.
That's enough. I'm kidding. No, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some days off after, especially after Christmas. Yeah, I pretty much have like the whole week leading up to New Year's off.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
Well, so do I, so far.
Making it happen, yeah.
But,
yeah, but, you know, Christmas, I mean, it's fun. We got, you know, fam coming to town, you know, and you get to spend time with them. Yeah. That's the part of Christmas I really love. It's not all the festivities and everything like that. It's the spending the time with your family, especially if maybe family, like, that you don't get to see very much. Yeah. And just playing games and having some drinks and laughing and hanging out and, you know, just doing family stuff. Like, that's fun to me. That's kind of what it's all about. You know, obviously,
that's
there's
what
the
Christmas
main
is all about, Charlie.
There's
Brown.
The main meaning of Christmas, which, yeah. Yes, but I mean, I'm saying, like, I don't care. I don't need gifts. Like, I'm an old man. I buy my own stuff. I don't need gifts.
Exactly.
I like spending time with people.
Like, Valerie's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I did tell her something that I wanted, but.
What'd you tell her?
I want to.
I want a walkie-talkie. Oh, you want a telescope?
A telescope. I look up at the stars because, I mean, I'm out here.
Dude, yeah, you got a great view out here.
Yeah.
Yep. Just stare out that way around bound the horizon.
Yeah.
Stare out there and look at Jupiter.
There you go. Now get more steam.
You can see Saturn sometimes in the summer.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Mars is usually you can see pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just wanted a nice one, but then... You know, something happened a couple weeks ago. I told her, don't worry about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, one thing that we still need to do, we go around looking at Christmas lights and stuff.
Yeah. There's a neighborhood out in Boise. It's off of Eustick. It's pretty well known over there, and it's unreal. It's an unbelievable, like, the whole, I mean, for blocks and blocks and blocks. Mm-hmm. They're everybody. Now, I would hate living there, because you don't get a choice, I don't think. You have to put stuff up.
There's one just right down the road. You take a left on Pride.
Uh-huh.
And actually, you can probably step
that.
Outside.
I love that name.
You can probably step outside and see it.
Pride.
But, because you can just see it lit up. Like, I'll show you when we go outside.
Okay.
We like, see that hill? On the other side of that hill, we see all those lights?
That guy's bringing it.
Dude, that guy. I mean, it's cool because, like, the first section, he has, like, all Disney stuff.
Oh, I think you told me about this then, a while back.
Yeah, and then you go past his house, and then he's got another yard, and he's got, like, Santa's workshop and everything. It's crazy.
I thought Santa's workshop was in the North Pole. I'm very confused.
It's a replica, knockoff, store brand.
Just making sure. You know, off-brand. I mean, I don't know. I didn't realize you lived in Idaho now.
Well, you know.
Santa's rebranding.
There you go.
He's like, everybody else is moving to Idaho. You know how much it costs to run a shop up in North Pole? The prices? The taxes have gone up. Inflation's killing me. We're moving to Idaho.
We watched the Santa Claus 3 last night.
Oh, with Martin Short.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
I like that one. I don't like the second one.
I only like the first one.
The first one was decent. But the one with Martin Short.
Is it good?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I gotta check that one out. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watch, like, our go-tos right now are Elf. Daddy's Home 2.
Oh, of course. We've
The best one is Christmas Vacation, but I have a rule, like, we can't even watch that movie till like a couple days out from Christmas because it will be on repeat.
Oh.
And we'll watch it so many times.
So
it's that good.
That one, I normally, when I'm wrapping presents, I can find it. Haven't been able to find it the last couple of years, though.
Oh.
So I might have to actually purchase it and watch it. But my all-time favorite.
Die Hard.
No.
I knew it.
It's A Christmas Story. But they play that on repeat on Christmas. On like TBS or TNT or something.
Yeah. So yeah, that one's alright.
I just turn it on and watch it. And
yeah, yeah, that one's alright. I know.
Don't turn that channel. It's resting my eyes.
That's how it was when we used to go out to the wife's fam, like her grandparents. I noticed they used to have their Christmas out there every year, and that's what it would be. That's when I really got exposed to Christmas Story, was because they loved it and it'd be on
and then
repeat
you
the entire
it
time.
It was the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Sure. No.
Just say yes and we'll move on.
No, it's not. This is good. This is good debate. This is what debate's all about. You think it's the best movie ever? Christmas movie?
Yeah.
No better movie than Christmas Story.
Let me guess. You're all about Die Hard.
No, listen, I love Die Hard, but...
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely,
100%. Nope.
Yeah.
Not damn
Christmas
good.
Hasn't started till you see Hans Gruber
you shut
fall
up,
from Nakatomi Plaza. I'm telling you, that's when Christmas starts.
You shut up.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Easy.
I didn't say anything else. Yippee-ki-yay. Christmas Vacation. That's the one.
That's up there. It's my
it's
number
so
two.
So good. It's so funny because it is a funny movie.
Well, I say it year round. As a Buick clerk.
Yeah.
Year round.
Yeah, I mean it. I don't know. It's just so great.
Cousin
Christmas,
Eddie.
That was the thing, like, because it makes me laugh still. And that was kind of with Christmas Story, maybe because I didn't grow up watching it. So when I saw it as an adult, I'm like, eh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not funny, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of it's a classic. Yeah, it's a classic movie. Timeless, you know, you can still watch it and be like, yeah, it's not bad.
I got two Christmas shirts.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's got the leg lamp on there.
Sure it does.
And then I just bought another one from Grunt Style. And,
oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, they have a Christmas story. Don't tell me it's the gun. It's the BB gun.
You'll shut your eye out.
Yeah,
It's got the glasses on the front in the corner right here with the hole through the lens.
Yeah.
And on the back, it's got the guy holding the gun that says, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Boom. Snatched it up when I saw it.
Yeah.
Wore it the other day. Wore it last Wednesday.
So, yeah, I have a couple of Christmas... I have a Die Hard Christmas shirt. It's like a Nakatomi Plaza shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got an awesome sweater, too, for the party that we didn't even end up going to. I feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Slayer, but it's written as a sleigh.
Ah.
But it's done in the logo as Slayer, the band. And it's,
there you go.
And it's Santa, like, rocking out. And it's so good. I'll be busting that out for no reason.
A couple years ago, I bought a Christmas sweater. It was a Stranger Things one.
Oh.
So it's got all of the Christmas lights on it,
mm-hmm.
but then the RUN are the only ones that light up.
Wow.
Run.
Oh. I love it. It's a great show.
Run. Dude, finally.
Oh, great song, too.
Finally. They're freaking coming back out with season 4.
Everything's been delayed, yeah. I mean, things got delayed,
ridiculous,
though, you know, from last year.
It's still another year before it comes out.
Yeah.
Gives me hope, though.
Makes people, they're going to be watching. They'll be ready.
I'm watching.
Yeah, I think Netflix will probably crash when that season comes out.
They better be ready because
Can you be? I mean, they can upgrade and get the
anxiously
servers.
Waiting
I know.
3 years.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, they'll get the servers up and they're going to, you'll be up there trying to stream it. It's going to be buffering.
That one, I'll probably stay up until midnight.
I upgraded my internet just for this. Come on, Netflix, he calls.
I got that new Starlink internet.
Yeah, Netflix, excuse me, I have a complaint. Yeah, I'm sure they care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They're like, whatever, did you pay your $15 a month? That's all we care about.
We keep jacking that price up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and now, you know, everybody's got a streaming service you know, you get rid of cable, you end up spending nearly the same amount, get all these apps.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, you know,
well, now you all of them. Freaking Paramount.
Yeah, now Paramount Plus is out. And that kills me because it was hilarious. They had this new South Park COVID special came out. It's so funny. I had to get the little... Amazon was doing like a little thing. It was like 99 cents for 2 months type of deal. So yeah. I was like, oh, that's a great deal. I'm going to get that so I can watch this. And it's a two-part movie. And they're adults.
Oh.
And it picks up where it left off. Like the last COVID special that came out, like the episode last year. So it picks up from that, and they're adults, and they're trying to go back in the past to, like, fix something.
I saw the advertisement for it.
Oh, it's funny.
The trailer for it.
Oh, baby. In typical South Park fashion, it makes fun of everything.
As they should.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, a lot of plugs for China in that one.
So, oh, I bet.
So people watch South Park. It's pretty funny. Just to piss them off, man. They just got a random, just random stuff in there. You're like, oh, man, they're going to be pissed about that. yeah, it was good. You know, it was perfect timing, though. You know, Christmas season, people are home. You know, you just throw stuff on, watch. You know, people usually got a few days off work and want to watch something.
Yep.
It's one more thing to add to the list.
Yeah, how about your Christmas shopping? How's that coming?
Yeah, we're done.
Nice.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
we're just about done.
Got on top of that, like, before Thanksgiving, honestly.
Oh,
started
really?
Yeah, ordering stuff and on Amazon and, you know.
Nothing even stuck out in the ocean?
Yeah, no. For real.
That you know
like, you can't even keep up with, like, they can't even keep up with the problems that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to order some now, you know, like, the whole 2 days, no.
No.
You're lucky if you'll get it before Christmas right now.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay. I gotta tell you something.
I want to hear it.
Mad.
All right. Oh, baby.
So,
sounds juicy.
A little advertisement on, I don't know, Instagram or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was a, what are they called? Where you open every day Christmas thing, you open it, a little chocolate. God, what are those called? Those calendars.
An advent calendar.
Yeah. Okay, well, they had one that was supposed to be for the Atlanta Braves.
Oh.
I'm like, sweet. You know, every day you open it, there's a little figure, you know, a little keychain or necklace or something like that. Sweet. So I bought it. And all of a sudden, I bought it like 6 weeks before December. Well, then it showed up like December 1st or something like that.
Nice.
So I take it out. It's a freaking Slipknot one.
Yeah. Oh, can I have it?
Well, listen, though. Okay.
That sounds amazing. I want that.
No, there was one Slipknot thing in there, and it was just a necklace. The rest of it, okay, because I was like, Slipknot? I don't freaking listen to Slipknot. You were the first person I thought of, but I was like,
I want it.
Whatever. So I started digging into them. Dude, they had like, I got ripped off. Because they literally put like toys from that they got from their McDonald's kids meals and put them in the little slots. There was like a Buzz Lightyear. There was like...
This is an advent calendar?
Yeah. That said, it was supposed to be Braves, but it came Slipknot. And so basically what it
That's
was...
That's close, right?
Yeah. Basically, all it was, and I'll even show you.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, I tore everything off. Like,
this picture in this. You're so, world champion, Atlanta Braves. Get the new.
And I'm like, new advent calendar. Oh, it's Slipknot. Oh, but the only Slipknot thing we have in here is a little tiny necklace.
So, who made this?
I thought it was coming from China, but.
Yeah, it might have. That's probably why you got a bunch of random stuff in there.
But, oh, man, I was like, this is
bullcrap. You still have this?
Well, the thing is, it came in this plastic container.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's like you can use that as like a fishing tackle box, or out in your garage to put like nuts and bolts and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And all they did was take the sticky paper and put it across.
So some guy named Joe made this thing and said it was Atlanta Braves, and there's no Braves.
There's
whatsoever.
No Braves. It came as a Slipknot. And
dude, that's amazing.
Then there's one little Slipknot thing in there.
I want it. Can I please? I'll buy it from you. What do you want for it?
For what?
The Slipknot.
No, I already tore. No, okay, so.
I'm saying you're saying what it came in, but tore it up.
Well, because it came with the sticky paper that just went over the holes.
Right.
And then it had the, you know, the little numbers. Slipknot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
With the advent calendar.
Yeah.
What an amazing idea, though, if that's what you did want.
Well.
But then I'd be pissed because it's not even what I asked. This isn't even a Slipknot advent calendar. Like, there's one thing in there.
It had a Slipknot necklace in it. That's it. Rest of it was just a bunch of Tinker Toys. I was like, this is BS.
Dude.
Wasting my dang money on it.
That's so funny that you go to order an necklace. And you were all pumped up too, like Atlanta Braves won the World Series.
I was like, sweet. Woo,
but no, you got this instead. You got this right here.
Yeah, I don't listen to it.
This is what you got for Christmas. Get some. Get in the pit. Come on. And you're like, come on, kids. Here we go. Open up your calendar. Get that advent calendar open. Atlanta Braves. Oh, that's so good. No. That's what you got.
That's what I got. Tell you what. Take you in there and I will show it to you.
I got to look at this thing. Oh, man. You got to show me what it looked like on Amazon, though. Will you show it to me?
No, it wasn't on Amazon.
Where'd you get it? Oh.
It was.
I don't know why. I assumed it was Amazon, you know. That's even worse, though. That you got it from some website that claimed to be this, and that's it's not even cool. Would they get it mixed up?
There's no way you can get a mix up.
Did you at least get a hold of them?
Nope.
Come on, man.
I just tore into
it. What is your deal? You got the wrong thing. You spent money on something. You got to let them know. Get your money back. So, you're way too passive aggressive.
All right, here it is. Here it is. This is what I was supposed to get.
Let me look at this.
Hold on.
I can't believe you didn't call them or email or something and be like, yo, you know how you said you were
sending
me?
That's what I was supposed to
get. Okay, let me look at this thing. Oh, baby. Yeah, that's not what you...
Yeah, it's not what I got.
What is this website? From Buddy, BUHTTY.com. So stay away from Buddy.com, listeners.
Exactly. Don't even... If you will get a Slipknot thing that has
nothing to do with Slipknot. What is Buddy.com?
I don't know. It was like an advertisement on Instagram.
Someone from...
Last time I do that.
Bro, you didn't even... You gotta, like, at least put a bad review on here, you know, so people can hear you. I ordered an Atlanta Braves advent calendar because I was so excited to celebrate my world champion Atlanta Braves with my family during Christmas. And I got, I did my time, and I want someone beeps up. This is the great... And you didn't even reach... Come on, man.
I'm not a parent, man.
No, that doesn't take it. Listen, if I spend this $40 on something, you send me the wrong thing, you're gonna hear about it.
Yeah, it was supposed to come with like these little figurines.
I don't care if I'm a millionaire. I'm like, itch. I got lots of money. Itch. No, I'm still.
Yeah, I was a little perturbed.
I'm sure, man.
So
you got.
Anyway,
it's never too late. You could still do it.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
you really just took it on the chin, did you?
That's what I do, man.
That's how they don't learn their lesson, though. They keep getting away with it because you people like you let it happen. You just say, you sent me the wrong thing. Well,
I'll just keep it anyway, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers, so I'll just take the Slipknot nativity scene or
nativity. Wow.
Oops, that's the wrong thing. That'd be pretty radical, actually. It's the 9 band members in different,
aren't they the ones that wear the masks and everything? Oh, yeah.
I meant advent calendar is what I meant to say.
Dude,
that'd be sick. I bet they have one.
So last couple of weeks for me has just been fantastic.
Bro, you could have done something about that. You chose not to.
Yeah, I could have. I just didn't.
Let me see. Slipknot nativity set. Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Google, do you have it? No, they don't. No. There's a $1 million idea.
Oh, yeah. You get right on that.
They got sweaters, though. Look at this ugly sweater. Oh, yeah. Let's bring that to Christmas. Oh my gosh. It's like the goat. Jeez. I just love ruffling feathers. You know,
it's you're ridiculous.
You should have told me. I would have called for you.
No. Well, I just told you now. I'm going to call.
It's kidding. Too late now.
No.
Well, it's never too late, actually, to tell them they're saying the wrong thing. They'll probably be like, hey, why did you wait so long? And you'd be like, I don't know, buddy.
I don't know, buddy. But send me my
hey,
freaking correct one.
I'm really kind of, what is this? Let me look at this. Buddy.com. What are you, buddy.com? Buddy? How the heck do you spell that? What is it?
Same.
B-U-H.
B-U-H.
T-T-Y.
T-T-Y.com.
Buddy.com. Let's see what this is, folks. So, Buddy.com. Worldwide delivery. They've got a big website here. So, wow. I've never heard. How'd you find these guys?
It was an advertisement on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. They're in L.A., too. I mean, it's not like this is international.
I am freaking taking a trip there.
No, man. Hit them up. They got a phone number on here and everything. An email. info@brewert.com, which is not even Buddy, but whatever. I don't know, man. Might be a... You know what, though? It could be a shell company, you know, or something else.
Probably. It's gotta be.
Yeah, it's not even a real...
They got some kids in there.
They just sent them...
pasting
yes.
these on there. Yeah. I got a toy. Put it in there.
Yes, that sent them that Atlanta Braves thing. But we don't have any of those. Yeah, we had a Slipknot picture.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that story.
That's amazing.
You're the first person I thought of when I opened it. I was like, and I told Valerie, I was like, this is something that Steve would wear.
Oh, you know it.
Oh man,
I would. If it was just me, you know, and I didn't have a family to take care of and bills and, you know, responsibilities, mm-hmm. I would waste my money on so much crap like that.
Hey, mine was supposed to be the Braves. And Valerie understood. She was like,
I got you. No, I got you. I got my Niners fan. Christmas stuff and boom. Giants night. You know, yeah, I got you.
She was cool.
You sent me the wrong thing. You sent me the wrong thing. I'm calling immediately. That's the nice thing about Amazon, though. You get the wrong thing. You don't even have to call anybody. No, you just get on the web, the app,
mm-hmm.
refund, send it back.
Yep.
And they go, well, what do you, why do you want a refund? Because you sent me the wrong thing, idiot.
Yeah.
Cool. And they take it. They don't care.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. That's not our outro music.
That's what the Stokes family got when they were trying to get Atlanta Braves.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you listen to that. Tell you what. Paramount 5000 is about as heavy as I get.
Hey, Paramount 5000 is great.
Oh, they are, but that's as heavy as I get.
Yeah, they're not very heavy.
Exactly.
All right, well, this guy's an Aaron Neville fan over here. Hey. So yeah, really. No. Could you imagine Aaron Neville doing Slipknot?
I did my time. And I want out now. So we'll be celebrating. It doesn't care. Psychosocial. Dun,
dun, dun. They got like horns.
Whoa.
Trumpet on the left.
I love it, man. I could do this forever. It's been a good episode. You know, we just want to talk some Christmas. We'll be coming at you after Christmas with a New Year's episode. We're going to talk New Year's stuff. Mm-hmm. Get your New Year's ready, people, because it's going to be a hoot and a holler this year.
2022.
Are we ready for 2022?
The question is it ready for us?
I don't think so. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You know?
Are you
Here's ready? The deal. You know, like, you know, we talk about 2020. It was a whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. 2021 had its ups and downs, but it got better. And next year's going to keep getting, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people look, it's not getting, it is though. If you really look, it is getting better. Okay. There's still a lot of crap out there.
I'm still waiting for it.
Well,
to get better.
But I mean, honestly,
because mine started out pretty good and it's ending pretty.
I've realized that the less, you know, I've talked about this a lot. We've had this conversation. We do this quite a bit, but the less you're on social media, the better the life you're, the world is, man.
I mean, no, I'm not talking about social media. I'm just talking about my life in general.
I get you. Yeah, and that's going to get better, too. It is, man. Mark my words. That's a stone-cold Steve Jackson promise to you. Toss me a beer. Hey-o! So I've done that. You know, I did it. You've seen me do that, right?
Yeah.
The clapping them. That's a mess. Don't just do it. Here's the deal.
That's why every time I watch them do it, I'm like, ooh.
Bro, I did that. Did I tell you about I showed up to a Halloween? So 2 years ago, we had a Halloween party at a buddy of ours, and it was wrestling themed. Okay, so my brother and I went as Kevin Nash.
Oh, yes, Scott Hall. I told you about this. I remember that, yeah.
It's chilly. It's October, right? But it's not too cold. First thing I do when I get there, though, is that. They toss me two, clapping together. Most of it spills on you. So now I'm wet and cold for the rest of the party. Do that at the end is my thing.
There you go.
Do it at the end. If you're going to do it, which is great, do it at the end.
At the end.
Or bring a change of shirt and stuff because it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's sticky. You know, beard gets a little sticky.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the pictures you had that wig on and everything.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times. It's fun, but it's a mess.
We need to have one. I'd come as Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Hey-o!
Bro, for real. A dude showed up. You probably remember. Do you remember Jared Vanderbeek? Mm-hmm. His sister, we went to school with him when he was younger. Mm-hmm. He showed up because he was with, like, some of my brother's friends and all that. Funny story about him, actually. He went to college for a brief moment. He played football there, too. He showed up.
Yeah.
And he was a lineman. He got huge. I don't know if you've seen him, like, since he was little, but he's an enormous human being now.
Hmm.
He looks like...
I'm still waiting for my growth spurt.
Yeah, he looks like a college lineman. I mean, he was good. He's big. But he shows up. He's got a beard and long hair, and he's wearing a flannel and a beanie. And I said, Mick Foley!
Yes!
Dude, that's awesome! And he goes, who's that? He's like, I didn't come dressed up as anybody. I just came. I was like, you're kidding, right?
Did you give him the old Thor?
Well, I showed him. I was like, look. And I showed him on the phone. He's like, oh, I guess I'm Mick Foley. He looks just like Mick Foley, man.
Gosh.
Not Mankind.
You know, because Mankind, he didn't have
that. With the mask and the sock, you know. No, it was Mick Foley. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. He looked just like him. Except for he
probably got a full set of teeth, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was just funny. Anyway. Yeah, sidebar. But yeah, hey.
Anyway, all right.
Don't go clapping beers at your Christmas party thinking you're being funny because you'll be the laugh. They're going to laugh at you, not with you, when you're walking around in your ugly sweater and it's drenched in brouhaha.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Don't do it.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. All right?
Enjoy it. Enjoy your loved ones.
Enjoy your Christmas music while you can.
Yeah. Enjoy Slipknot.
No.
Please. Hey, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to get in the car right now.
Enjoy August is Red. Or
August Burns Red. Hey, check out August Burns Red, though, on the Christmas stuff. They got some good stuff, for real. They do the Home Alone theme song.
Oh, no.
It's good. I'll show it to you after this.
Okay.
No, it really is good. You'll love it.
Okay. All right. Hey, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of it. Enjoy it, just the holidays, whether you believe or don't believe. Just enjoy a day off, hopefully.
There you go.
For those of you that don't get a day off,
your boss sucks.
You're what keeps this country pumping, because while the rest of us are taking time to open presents or chill, you're still out there grinding, keeping us afloat, and we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
So.
All right, well, hey, everyone, remember your children are blessings. Don't take it for granted, and we will catch you guys next time.
Merry Christmas.